Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, I'm going to start with the Irish Independent, and it says couple work an extra day a month to pay debt. That's the lead story on the front of that paper. It says couples on high mortgages, mortgage rates are working 9 hours every month just to service the extra debt. A new survey has found the failure to switch lenders means they're paying about almost 3,500 in additional mortgage repayments a year. This is because the spread between the highest and lowest interest rates available on the market has now grown to 2.25%. This works out at €290 a month in terms of repayments for an average house mortgage, according to the latest Irish Independent Mortgage Switcher Index. Also, further in that story, it says the Irish Independent reveals today that almost half of local authorities have made no applications to buy derelict or vacant properties using a compulsory purchase order in the past 7 years, despite tens of thousands of potential homes lying idle or abandoned in the middle of the housing crisis. Councils routinely shy away from using special powers given to them. There, that's the main housing story on the front of the Irish Independent. The lead story, you heard it in the top of the bulletin there, you may have on your way into work today or if you're at home. Department to consider state land for direct provision. State-owned land could be used to provide direct provision accommodation for the growing number of asylum seekers arriving in the country. The Minister of State for Immigration, David Stanton, has said the Department of Justice is considering such a move to, as pressure mounts, to find suitable accommodation for those seeking international protection after recent efforts to provide it in community settings sparked protests. And the paper goes on to say there was 3,762 asylum applications in the first 9 months of the year, the highest level since 2008. There was a 20% increase in demand for direct provision accommodation last year, and this is expected to rise to 40% this year. In an interview with the Irish Times, Mr. Stanton said he was eager to get away from that approach and is considering alternatives. When he mentions the use of alternative, the use of state land, he says that the state owns a number of centres already, and probably if we were to use some state land, we would have to go and get planning permission as well, which will be more transparent than the current private tendering process. And we know that sparked a number of protests around the country in recent times. The Irish Examiner, legal loophole for 70,000 banned drivers, more than 70,000 drivers just qualified since 2012 who have failed to surrender their licences cannot be pursued by the courts due to a legal loophole, according to the paper, despite it being a criminal act and subject to conviction. Because of this lacuna in the law, Gardaí are not prosecuting such people. Because of gaping holes in the law, disqualified drivers are allowed to circumvent the order which has been made by the court. That's the lead story on the Irish Examiner. Now, the Irish Daily Star, moving to the tabloids, it leads with that tragic story from County Donegal. Popular peer tragedy man was RNLI hero. Driver killed, but passenger escaped. And the victim, of course, is pictured on the front of the Irish Daily Star. Lee Early, who was 26, after his car went off the pier on Arranmore Island. Terrible story there. And that's also the lead story on the Irish Daily Mirror. Car pier plunge, man drowns. RNLI lifeboat pals try in vain to save life of a tragic volunteer who was 26. And the Herald, it also leads with that. Pals bid to save pier plunge man. Desperate members of lifeboat crew fought in vain to save the life of a colleague whose car slipped into the sea yesterday. A different story, a harrowing story on the front of the other tabloids, the Irish Sun. Machete mob bid to kill girl 13. Vile machete wielding thugs burst into the house of an innocent family and slashed a girl of 13 as she held a baby in her arms. The teen is in a critical condition after the attempted murder at the home of a man in County Fermanagh, and that is detailed there in the front of the Irish Sun. The Boxer's family tell of nightmare attack, and that's also the lead story on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Girl 13 critical after horror machete attack, and that's report there by Alan Caulfield on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Well, now, to some of the other stories that you'll be talking about today. Back to the Irish Independent, and on the front page there, plans for 800 new homes at risk over war of words. One of the country's biggest new housing developments is now at risk in a controversial funding row. A war of words between government and Dublin City Council has escalated amid claims of the public being misled over the plan to redevelop the O'Devany Gardens site. So I know there were developments in recent weeks on that site, but there seems to be a new risk to that plan with that war of words between the government and local authority there. On page three, thieves rob Mead hero Geraghty of lifetime of memories. This is a terrible story here. GAA footballing legend Graham Geraghty is offering a large reward for the return of medals stolen in a burglary at his home. Geraghty fears the burglars who struck while his three children were upstairs in the family home are planning to sell his lifetime of memories for their scrap gold value. Terrible story there. I know I was the victim of a house break-in there in recent months, and it's not nice. And then when something of sentimental value is taken, that also adds to the effect and the trauma of suffering from a break-in. Perhaps you've been broken into and had things stolen. It's not very pleasant. You can let us know what happened to you. And in front of the Irish Times, the thousands face carrying arrears into retirement. More than 20,000 Irish mortgage holders are facing the prospect of carrying non-performing mortgage debt into retirement. They're new figures from the Central Bank of Ireland. So that's a worry for people as they get older and their debt. And more developments in terms of fines for road traffic offences. Fia Kelly is reporting that motorists caught exceeding a speed limit by more than 30 kilometres an hour would face prosecution in the courts and a fine of €2,000 under a proposed law. And it looks like the Minister for Transport, Shane Ross, is going to ask for the introduction of graduated speeding penalties. It was shot down in the past, but it looks as if a new plan may not come to Cabinet tomorrow. It may or may not be. But the plan, again, is being resurrected, if you like, for graduated fines in terms of speeding. So they are some of the stories there. Another story that caught my attention there in the Irish Times. Again, convicted drivers fail to do safety courses. This is a survey that figures that show more than one quarter of motorists convicted of offences such as drink driving and driving without insurance who are sent on road safety educational courses by the courts are failing to complete the programme. There's some of the stories that are making the headlines in the paper and that you'll be reading about today.
Breakfast Briefing on Newstalk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.